Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills, and the one and only Juju Gotti. We got a hell of a show for you today. But first, www.patreon.com/countedings. Go there. Sign up. Become a Patreon. Get the extra content. Get the overflow episodes, the OG episodes, the Cinephobe special editions, the Cinephobe watch-alongs, the Cinephobe outtakes that we don't put on anywhere else. All the long cold opens and shit. It's a new series we got out there, plus the Discord and all the other great things that you get from being a Patreon. Patreon.com/countedthings. Lock in. All right, let's get this thing started.
Hey, so, I was on the car shit. Y'all seen the Shohei Ohtani gave Joe Kelly?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Look, man.
What did he give him?
I'm gonna say this right here.
He gave his teammate's wife a Porsche. That's out of pocket.
Add more context to it, though, because that sounds wild. He gave his number. Here's the context. The homie handed the number.
Mm-hmm. Number 17.
And he wanted 17, right? The deal they worked out, he won a car, and he probably bought Bull's wife her dream car as an exchange. So my man ain't had to do it.
Nigga, you ain't buying my wife nothing, nigga.
You be having slap five at your ass, man. Like, for real. And get off my property for real, until the season.
What if Ohtani comes to me and says, Jerv, I want this number, boo, 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 bop. And I'm like, all right, bet, dog, it's going to cost you a car. And he goes, all right, bet, what kind of car? If I got a new car and I'm about to come out of my pocket from my wife.
Don't bring the cameras then.
I'm not leaking this to the media and shit, my nigga.
Hold on. These are all rich niggas talking. Exactly. Why are you buying me a car? Give me my fucking wife. Cash. And then I'll buy my wife a car.
I mean,
right. Give me the cash.
Yeah.
I'll buy whatever I need to buy with that cash.
So Jerv left out the point, right?
This is Chinese culture or Japanese culture, so we don't know about it. We ignorant on this.
We all need Porsches then.
Exactly. I don't get this.
Right? So look, isn't hers.
So his wife basically put up this campaign, right? Before he even started the whole signing thing. Like, hey, it was called 017 take, right? Uh-huh. Like basically, my husband will give you this number if you come join the Dodgers, right?
Right.
So she started the campaign. It went on. This nigga actually signs with the Dodgers. So his thank you gift is like, the nigga drops, knocks on the door. Hey, this is a Porsche from Shohei. Nigga, they looking. She like, oh my God, she losing it though over getting the keys. Nigga, I would have been looking at her like, bro, we not taking this car. Right, nigga, bro. We got bread. Could you imagine a nigga?
First of all, okay, let's go sell it.
That must be some MLB shit because an NBA nigga would have been fighting, bro.
Hopping around.
Would have been a fade, bro.
Let me say this right now. You guys started with Shohei Ohtani bought his teammate's wife a Porsche. And then added context, and somehow through the added context, this shit got worse.
It got worse, bro.
You had a campaign? Why you got a campaign?
For another nigga. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Whoa, y'all niggas.
And look,
wild,
and look, dog. She
started a campaign for the nicest nigga out there.
There's nothing wrong with doing it for Joe Kelly. Salute everybody involved, man. But at the same time, bro,
you're not going to buy my wife.
No Porsche, like this is crossing all guy code, man. Line in the sand, Juju, in my opinion, bro.
Wait, before we get to the Porsche part, y'all think that's normal? Y'all think it's normal that the wife of a player started a campaign? Aisha Curry. I'm just saying, like, imagine Aisha Curry been like, yo, if Kevin Durant should come here and sign with you don't think that's a little weird?
Bruh, I got $100,000 in bail for her in that situation. Cause she might love baseball. She might just know what that might mean for her husband getting the ring. I don't know what her motivation for it. I'll let her off on that charge.
It's a murder one still. We on
murder one still on this same case.
I'm gonna say white people are different then, because that's it. It was some culture shit we didn't even understand on this type of grind.
Dog, right. My wife
you're trying to make it sound like that shit okay.
No, I'm not making it sound like it's okay.
My bad, Jerry. I'm finna defend you.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good. Like, I'm not. So let me be clear, bro. I'm not saying this is okay. All right. I'm saying clearly he must have wanted to get his wife a car. And if he's willing, that's his choice. Me personally, I would be like Amin said, and I would just want some cash. And I can go buy my wife her own damn car.
That's across the line anyway. Like, everybody gives cash for a jersey or a Rolex or whatever.
I'm assuming that there was no cash involved and it was just this.
No, man. This is
why I keep coming back to this. Forget about the car, because that's like, okay, after the wife had a campaign. Dog, I don't care how much you like baseball. You can say that in the house. Oh, baby, I hope we get Ohtani. Oh, baby, your career might blow up. Oh, this is the best thing that ever happened. Oh, please. Yeah. That's cool. You can even say it with your girlfriends. Yo, if the Dodgers get Ohtani, that's really going to help my baby out. That's cool. Nigga, you get on the internet. Pom-poms out. Oh, please, come over here. We'll do anything. Like, man. We'll do what?
I'm just picking my battles.
She giving your number away. You probably got fucking endorsements with that number tied to it.
You might have been the one behind them videos, though. He might have been the one egging her on to do that part of it. Like, I feel like that part of it.
What's my man?
Very sick and it's disgusting behavior by
Adam 22.
He definitely Adam 22 on the floor.
Yeah. That's a sick charge. We can't put that on that man. I mean, you cannot.
Next time, Joe Kelly, you supposed to tell Ohtani for every interview you do all season, make sure you mention my name at the end of every interview for this number 17. I don't give a fuck if you interview Japan, Asia, whatever. Make sure you say JoeKelly.com after every single interview, and you got this number for free.
Because why would you want to let another man give your wife some sort of enjoyment on that level?
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Man. That's the Adam 22 of it all. Why you letting another man please your wife?
What the tag say? Did it have a tag on it already?
How you know it's her dream car too, nigga?
Right.
He probably told Bull. So I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying. That's the Adam 22. You over here having a show.
Okay, now I'm with you. I'm with you. Now that is kind of wild.
Why I'm sharing these type of secrets with my teammate, my wife.
Right, nigga, by the way, I just met the nigga. He's not even my teammate.
We ain't even met yet, for real.
We ain't even said the clubhouse yet.
Yeah, this ain't Stephen Clay. They known each other for decades and shit and been around and all that. Like, I just met. Hey, what up, bro? What's your name? Shohei. All right, cool. My name's Joe.
Salute to Joe Kelly, the most secure man, I guess. You know what I mean? Security. Salute to it, man.
Sure.
I know the listeners gonna call us. I know the listeners gonna call us insecure, but that shit is wild. I don't know where that shit is accepted.
Just keep it real. That's what we do. We had to keep it real. We ain't here playing.
Call me Issa Rae, brother. That's the case.
Exactly. You're not buying my girl no car. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. You can buy my mama a car. We could do that if you want to be a blessing.
You can buy my mama a car. I wouldn't mind if you bought my mama a car. That's cool.
Right. That's real nigga shit.
That's actually straight. Yeah. You can buy my pop that dream truck he always wanted and shit. I'm with you, bro.
Yeah. The F-150 motherfucker.
Hello. Speaking about giving people cash. It's about people giving people cash.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I really, really, really want to know, like, I got to get to the bottom of this Anthony Edwards. In what world?
Seeing the video.
In what world do I give you 100 stacks for you to still fucking go public with it? The 100 stacks is because we won't keep this shit quiet and just get rid of it. In that case, that nigga just overpaid by $99,500,
right? It's going to sound very dark. I mean, it's going to be dark regardless, but ain't no way around this shit.
Right. Ain't no way around it.
We respect women, you feel me? And the choices that they make with their bodies, you know, overall. But again, this young man felt that 100K is the right price to help, you know, alleviate the stress in this situation, right? But to send the video, that shit was classic.
So wait, one question about the situation.
Mm-hmm. 100K, he ain't gonna miss that 100K, by the way.
No, it's not about missing it. It's not about missing it.
You can't have principles. You can't have principles if you can't stop it.
Let me ask.
I'm gonna keep it cool.
Was she asking for another 100K in the text?
No. No.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
No, he offered it. She didn't even put the number.
Yeah.
She was just saying, "Hey, right. I'm pregnant." And okay. I thought
he had sent the 100K, and then the whole thing about talk to my lawyer was like for more money that she wanted.
That was more so the part of like her got following up. Like, "Hey, bro, I gave you this shit cleared. Now you got to do what you're supposed to do. Make sure that the I'm gonna say the job is done.
A friend of mine said he would have gave her 100K up front and then another 100K on the back end just to speed up the process.
Absolutely.
That's what a friend of mine said. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. You know what? Your friend has high IQ and he understands the business because, again, dealing with that, like, and I like how he responded. That nigga went out there and got some buckets, nigga.
Right.
He did not go out there and lame duck.
And Ant-Man's now available. Ant-Man's now available in stores everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers
AE1, the week. AE1s, y'all. Get them AE1s.
Right.
He went crazy.
That nigga was fucking bumping. That's how you respond, though. You don't get
that was like Kobe. after them charges.
On God, bro. You don't dig your head in the sand. You go out there and fucking respond, because if you stink that shit up, oh my God. Like, niggas right. didn't even have a chance to talk about it. Niggas is back on the train. Niggas back on the train. Like, yep, the show keep on moving. The show keep on moving, bro. Because we shouldn't even know that anyway. Young lady shared it. Cool. That's none of our business. But, bruh, that nigga handled it. And to my knowledge, Juju, you can kind of double down on this. Where that nigga went, it's some real niggas from where he from.
Right.
Was that
right.
He went to Wheeler?
I forgot what high school he went to, but I know it was over here.
He didn't go to Wheeler. He went to some private school, because I remember he had to.
But it's still some niggas over there from what I heard.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Where he from?
At this point, every real nigga in Atlanta fought with him, so he ain't got to do nothing but, you know what I mean, touch the zip code and be surrounded by him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud. He making the last name look good out here. I said, I might even actually buy a jersey. I ain't even going to Minnesota, but I'll buy a jersey, young man. You know what I'm saying? Send the video. I'm still using send the video for all the context.
Mad funny. It's the memes that have come out with send the video. on fire, but especially they had my man fucking Trey Rags, man. I remember seeing that shit like 6 months ago and laughing my ass off. And then when it came back up, I was like, oh shit. Where he's like, because the clip that went around viral with this was just like a snippet. The video is like 5 minutes long of him just building. It's like, yeah, you gonna take that pill right there? And she would just keep putting, she would never say no, but she keep putting it off. And he finally like, you'll take the fucking pill. Get the gun out.
That nigga pulled the gun out.
That nigga Trey Rags gets suspended every fucking couple weeks. He does not care. He's the king of uncomfortable comedy. I can't stop watching the shit, bro.
No, he's fucking easy.
The shit about the classroom shit had me crying. The shit had me crying. That nigga said, yo, how big was that bus?
Well, you're looking around. It's not doing the math. I'm not supposed to be in the classroom. Yes, you are, Trey. Trey, you're actually one of our bottom performers.
your mom had to bust it open for you to be in this class, actually.
Yeah, oh my God. Sick, bro. Yeah, I'll tell you what my favorite series is. Y'all ever see the ones where you talk about niggas from Dunseldorf? And niggas say, I'm from Dunseldorf. Like, what the fuck is Dunseldorf? And then all of a sudden he holding a weight in his hand, like a barbell in his hand. Said the Dunseldorf niggas are supposed to be like the illest niggas out there. So niggas don't even shoot. They grab barbells and fucking hit people with them. Yo, man, this nigga's hilarious. But again, am I wrong to assume that like 100K, like y'all saying it should have been 200K, or it should have been some 50K up front, 50K on the back end, or something
whatever,
like that.
This is whatever it costs.
But also, I feel like niggas should be. Okay, how do I word this? Niggas should have a competent team of individuals around them who understand the things that they may or may not be into, and to help guard and protect them in these situations. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like there's not enough people around them, you know, to help them with these situations before and after, you know. That's, I think, to possibly get the price, because I mean, if we're gonna put it blankly, I don't know if y'all want to boss it over or not.
Let's talk about the racial bowl. Shouts to Will Compton.
Hey, bro. He had that shit wrapped up so perfectly until a certain point.
That's why I prefaced it, because I knew I was going left.
Juju said, let's call that. Let's call that a month. No. Yeah, that's going to do it for us this week. Again, everyone have a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. For Big Jerv, for Jason, for Trey, for Juju Gotti, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.